fellowship with one another, being brought back to the feet of the shepherd who cares for us, O Lord, bringing our needs, bringing our petitions, and believing that, O Lord, as we are gathered, you are in our midst, and we will go back fulfilled, O Lord. Bless now our fellowship, bless our meeting. Take control and let the glory, all the glory, be given to you as we commit it into your hands in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Hello? Okay? Yeah. God bless you, saints. Just pray for me. I'm just struggling to open my documents on this thing. It's not opening. But I have a backup here, so there's no nothing there. We're gonna find a way. As Brother Andrew was saying the other day, you need the backup. If no backup, okay, it's opening. Thank you very much. We thank the Lord. Let's open our Bible, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Romans 12, 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you once again for coming. We feel so humbled that blessed people of God, the redeemed of His blood, can just come, leave their house, and sit reverently listening to a mortal. You know, we feel so humbled, and we really ask for His mercies so that He can really help us to minister to the needs of His people. So today we are going to look at the effects or the results of the consequences of compromising on the Word of God. We are still on our main topic, which is the law of reproduction. But we are going to look closely. Last week we spoke about, which can be just resumed in two, three words, a la carte, you know. Selecting what you want in the Word of God and expecting.
Amen.
Amen. That is calling in the ministry, you know. So we saw last week about taking selectively the Word of God, what you want, what according to your taste, according to, you know, your desire, and you leave this, you leave that. And the Bible, the prophet says, the word is only effective if you take it in its fullness, and it will act accordingly. So today we are going to look at compromising, just on the same line of thinking, compromising on the word of God. Listen to what the prophet said. He says, we are all Americans. I think this is in the Comforter. I think so. We are all American citizens. We are thankful to be American, but yet, what happened to our American heritage? What was it? We begin to compromise. And as soon as we compromise, we lost the sacredness of our heritage. We lost our heritage. Amen. So when you start to compromise, the Bible says we lose our heritage. Amen. Israel, when they started to compromise with the principles of the Word of God, they lost their inheritance. They lost their position in which God placed them. Amen. Remember, as we always go back to our core principle, which is God has provided everything to make you and me become that bride, spotless bride, to the image of Christ. That perfect race. We have everything packed in the Word, and that Word has in it everything to make us become that bride. Don't take it a la carte. Don't select this and leave that. But also, don't compromise. Amen. Because the time you compromise, you lose your heritage. You lose whatever that Word said you are, you know, entitled to. You lose your entitlement to anything that was promised in the Word. So not to compromise. But today we are going to really to look at the process of compromising. How can someone happen to compromise? Amen. How can what leads to compromising? Because remember, Israel was an elected people. Israel, God took them and put them in a special position. And not only God take them, put them to a special position, but God told them, God wanted them to be aware, to be conscious that they are a special people. And as long as Israel knew their position, that they are a special people, they were complying with the word of God. Because as a special people, as a super race, since you consider yourself as a special person, you follow certain principles. When a prince knows that he is a prince, he doesn't eat anyhow. He doesn't dress anyhow. He doesn't walk, he doesn't talk anyhow. But when a prince starts to lose his position of a prince, like what's happening here, I don't want to call names here, what's happening around across the sea here, you see a man who was raised as a prince with certain principles, with certain attitude, but the time he starts to forget that he is a prince, he go and take a woman which was not qualified to be a princess woman, a princess wife. And from that time, compromising starts very small. That man, we saw him, you know, in magazine being published naked. You know, he started very far. I'm talking about the Prince Harry in England. As a prince, he could allow himself to be photographed without clothes and published in magazines. He started losing his position as a prince. And the time someone starts to forget to ignore who he is, then you start to compromise. Amen. Because God called Israel to a high position. He wanted them to be a special people. And as such, God set a very high standard of requirement for them. He said, because you are a special people, I want you not to live to this standard like the other people. I want you to live up to this standard. Why? Because you are inheritant with me. You will share my throne. And since you will share my throne, I don't want you to be living like the rest of the people. You need to be different. And as long as Israel knew that, as long as they were conscious of what they are, they lived to the standard, up to the standard. And it was not a burden. The law of Moses, as long as they were in their position, as they knew that we are special people, the prescriptions were not a big deal for them. It was normal life. It was something that they were happy even to obey to. It was something they were happy to adhere to because it was they were in compliance. They knew their position. But the more they stayed in the presence of God, the more they stayed, it became now a tradition. That's why going to church, Christianity, should never become a tradition. Because from the time it becomes a tradition, you lose your mind. You lose your vision of who you are.
And the time it became a tradition, it was not a personal relationship between them and God anymore. They started now looking at the nations around them. They started now comparing the standard they are required to live by to the standard the nations around them were living by. So they say, how come? We live in the same area, same climate, same temperature, but they wear trousers, we don't wear trousers. Amen?
Amen.
When you lose your position, when you lose to recognize who you are, then you start to compare yourself to people who are living a lower life. And you start now realizing that, oh, this is too much it is required for me. How can't I have a telephone? How can't I have such and such movie? Why? You have lost conscious of who you are.
Amen.
Israel, when they became unconscious of who they were, then they started looking at the Amorites. They have many gods. How come we have only one God? They have so many celebrations. They have a feast for a god Moon, for Jupiter, for Astarte, for Baal. They have so many celebrations. They party so much. But us, it's just Passover. And that Passover, we just eat unleavened bread. Look at their party, what they are eating. You know, there's ketchup, there's, you know, garlic, there's pizza. Only unleavened bread and bitter leaves. Which kind of people are we? Then you start seeing the standards you are living by as a burden. Then you start to look and envy the people that have an easier life, which is lower standard compared to the calling you are called by.
Amen.
Amen. Then you start saying, okay, are they not Christians? They still have the Bible, no? We live in the same land, you know. We live in the same land. We go to the same places, same schools. How come they can do this, I can't do? Then you start imitating them. That's how compromise starts.
Amen.
It's when you lose the vision.
Amen.
It's when you lose that you have to live by a high standard because you are called to a higher calling. Amen. Are we together? Remember, when you compromise, the world won't have any effect on you anymore. And we compromise because it becomes sometimes shameful to live a Christian life. You know, why me as a nurse, I should wear skirts? Why all the nurses are wearing trousers? And, you know, even in the hospital or the institution, they said, oh, you know that nurse that always wear trousers. Instead of wear skirts. Instead of being a matter of pride for you to say, oh, I'm labeled as such, praise be to God, it starts now to become a matter of embarrassment. Because what? You have lost your standards. You have lost the vision. How old are you? Oh, I'm 28. I'm 27. Have you ever known a man? No. Oh, instead of you boasting, you start now being embarrassed. Because why? The entire world live by lower standards, which is at 13, a girl should always start, you know, being, living, knowing men and such and such. But you are 28, you are still that way. It becomes a matter of shame. And as long as you don't hold to the principle, you don't hold to who you are, you start now being embarrassed to say who you are.
Amen.
And slowly by slowly, you start now compromising. You have not a boyfriend? No. No, I'm not old fashioned. I'm like you. I'm going to prove you. I'm going to take a boyfriend. You are not this and that. I can do this. I can do that. Why? Just because you have lost the vision. You have lost to know who you are. Very, very important principle. the time you realize, you start losing the vision of your calling. Just yourself, just realize the few times you have compromised, it's only because you have started, you know, being embarrassed of your identity.
Amen.
But someone who is a prince, who is a queen, as long as she knows that she is a queen, she won't accept anyone to talk to her anyhow. Why? Because she knows her identity. But when a queen, a prince, lose their identity, then they go and take Meghan Markle as a wife. Amen? And it starts going slowly, 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 until he has compromised himself completely today. Now you can look at the man and say, is he a prince? Does he really come from that big family? Why? Because of compromise. Very important. The prophet says, he's talking about them Americans. We have lost our heritage, and we do all kinds of things that against the principles. Amen. I want to stop a little bit there. Principles.
Amen.
Amen. Very, very important word. We do all kind of things against the principles. What are principles? Because if we know what principles are, then you need to be conscious of the principles of the system you are in so that you won't compromise on the principles. What are principles? The definition says principles are fundamental truths on which a system is built.
Amen.
Amen. Principles are not negotiable. Principles are not questionable.
Amen.
Amen. They are principles. There's 24 hours in a day. Go up and down. If you refuse it, that's your problem.
Amen.
They are principles. Amen. They are principles, they are fundamental truths on which a system is based. So as believers, we walk according to principles. And principles are standards by which a thought or a belief or, something is judged, whether it belongs to that system or not. Because when you come to our system, we say, these are the principles. For us to accept or to tell whether you belong or you don't belong to our system, we compare what you do to the principles. Since you do this, 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 and that, you belong to this system. Since you do this, 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 and that, you don't belong to our system. Why? Because the principles are there.
Amen.
There's no discussions.
Mm.
We as believers, we are, the Christian, our religion is built on principles.
Amen.
And our principle is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And the principles are there. The principles are there to guide you. If you walk by the principles, even when a new, strange situation will happen in your way, you'll judge it according to the principles.
Amen.
And your behavior, your attitude toward that situation will be determined by the standards of the principles if you walk according to the principles.
Amen.
That's why in church, we won't give you all the prescriptions. That's why Brother Branham couldn't speak about, Amazon. Because Amazon didn't exist that time. He couldn't speak about Google search. But the principles are there.
Amen.
Amen. The principles are there. And any new thing that comes, we have to judge it by the principles. If it, comply with the principles, it belongs to our system. If it doesn't comply with the principles, it doesn't belong to our system. Are we together? It's like when we went to school. I don't know you English system, if they taught you every word that exists in dictionary in school. In our French system, they don't teach you every word. They teach you the alphabet. Amen? They teach you the alphabet. I know it like that in Russian, in Lithuanian, in English, every language. They teach you the alphabet. They teach you the grammar. They teach you the phonics. So anywhere you go, any new word you meet, you can read it because you have mastered the principles.
Amen.
Amen? Because you have mastered the principles, you know, A to Z. And you know such letter and such letter, when they are combined, they make such sound. That's why they need to teach you. From that moment, you walk according to the principles. When you find a new word, you judge it by the principles. And if someone come and pronounce it a different way, you say, no, it doesn't work according to the principles. Amen? That's what believers are. That's why you can't take an excuse, you know, I did this compromise because that was not taught in church. They can't teach you everything in church. Amen? They can't teach everything in church, but they teach you the principles.
Amen.
And our principles, this is our principles.
Amen.
Amen? And anything that go against the principles, if you take it, if you walk by it, it's a compromise.
Amen?
Amen? So remember, we said before, a compromise, we start to compromise when we lose the vision of who we are. When we forget. Israel started compromising when they started looking at the nations. They say, Samuel, give us a king like the other nations. So he will lead us in our wars, he will help us, he will judge us in our business like the other nations. But they forgot that the other nations were not called to be the bride of God. You were called to be the bride of Christ. The other people around you were not called to be the bride. That's why God has placed very high standards of living on you. Because you will share his throne. And to share God's throne, you need to show a character. And God wants to press you. God wants to pass you through a standard, and you have to come out and prove that you are worthy of sharing God's throne.
Amen.
Amen. That's why principles are there.
Amen.
So don't forget, don't come and say, oh, no, that thing, you know, I didn't know. There's nowhere in the message where the prophet said, he'll speak about that. No, the principles are there.
Amen.
He didn't talk about anything. Amen. They didn't teach me dinosaur in school. But the first time I found that word, I could read it. Dinosaur. Why? I learned the alphabet. I know D and I put together, it makes D. N and O make no. Amen? That's it. That's what Christian life is about. The pastor won't walk with you alongside every time. Whenever you find a situation, you say, oh, pastor, what should I do? No, the principles are there.
Amen.
And never compromise. Amen?
Amen.
The prophet says, is it clear enough?
Amen.
The prophet says, God help me. God help you as Christians never to compromise one word of God's word. For this sacred trust was handed to the church. And it's a glorious thing to have this gospel, the full gospel, to preach it without compromising anywhere.
Amen.
Preach it just as it is written.
Amen.
Leave it just as it is written. Amen.
Amen?
It may be hard, but leave it just as it is written. And we ever expect this word to ever come to pass. If we ever expect God to keep his word, We've got to stay with it just the way God wrote it.
Amen.
Amen. If you stay with it the way God wrote it, there will be all kind of things happening among you. Amen. When Israel knew their position, when they were living according to the prescriptions of the word of God, there were all kind of things. They could see the hand of God in their midst.
Amen.
They could see how God could defeat all their enemies. Amen.
Amen.
He says, God can ever get a people under his own control if he'll get a man or woman that won't compromise on his word, but will stand there like the rock of ages, that will believe every word of it and believe that he is behind it, and a man who believes it, you must act like it. Amen? If you don't act like it, then you don't believe it. But if you believe it, act like it. And you can put it to work, and the word will be in you.
Amen.
He says again, we lost our heritage because we compromised.
Amen.
And when we compromise, then we cannot expect to. He doesn't finish the sentence. You know what he wanted to say.
Amen.
God to keep his promise to us because we have broken upon the sacred trust and defiled the trust that God gave us. Let us keep that trust.
Amen.
Keep it sacred. Keep it holy.
Amen.
Keep every word of it and compromise nowhere.
Amen.
Take God at his word.
Amen.
And believe it.
Yes,
act like it. Stand on it.
Amen.
Don't move. That's what we must do.
Amen.
That's what God is looking for. Amen.
Amen.
This is our responsibility.
Amen.
Not to compromise with the word of God. And the main thing here is to go back and reconsider your vision of your calling. If you still have a fresh vision of your calling, you will know your identity. You will know that you are a king. You will know that you are a priest. You will know that you will share God's throne. You are his bride. And as such, you will watch every one of your actions. You live by the principles. Even if a new situation happened to you, you'll go back, compare it to the principles, and live by the principles. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for granting us another portion of your word to share. Bless us now. Let us open our hearts so that it can penetrate and take full possession of our being. Take now control of the rest of the service in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
I can, I will.